said Elvin Ranch.
That's the case on watch this year.
That's my wife's case too. George,
he likes the breast. He don't like a chicken with a hide on it.
Well, I don't like them.
Fish don't have any hide on them.
What do you call, what time of day, well, that's not a good way to put it. What do you call it, when the animals are all hungry and the horses are nickering and the cows are bawling? What time do you say that is?
Time to
do it for work, feed the cows, feed the horses.
Well, I was just wondering, do you have any special term? Chore time or
feeding
time?
Yeah,
a lot
of people call it doing a chore.
Feeding time, that's what we call it.
Well, we always just have time to feed or milk or... A lot of people say chores.
Uh-huh.
Doing up a chore.
I guess that'd be the proper name for
it. When we come down here, we'd feed our cows. We'd come in at about 2 o'clock, feeding cows and feeding hay.
We done told you not to see them. We done
told
that
you
one.
That either.
Yeah.
Take
we
us about more, and we find a quit.
Well, how do you get, what did you call your cows to get them in from pasture? Anything special?
I'd hear her call them.
You know, it's, and that brings them in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got so many, well, we've had a certain name for every cow. You know,
the
cow
knows
his name.
And when I rode in the woods, I trained my cattle to the horn. I had lots of cattle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a big horn about this. You've seen big horns, ain't you?
Yeah. Steer horn?
Steer horn. And I'd get up on a ridge or somewhere where they could hear me 3-4 miles and I'd go blowing that horn. And as far as I could hear them bawl, they could hear them bawl. And they'd keep coming, too.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'd call them 2 and 3 miles.
Mm.
And yeah, just as far as I could hear them bawl, I know they're over mm-hmm. there. Because my cattle, I was on unused horn. You know, when I hear them cattle bawling, I know it's my cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to go meet them, I could ride and meet them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd keep coming and bawling.
Well, what would you tell your cows to get them stand still when you wanted to milk them?
Saw.
She'd say saw.
And what if you wanted to call in the calves?
Sir?
What if you wanted to call in the calves?
That's okay.
That's the
problem. Listen. These dumb animals is smart animals.
Sure.
You know that calf, you go out there and you go out there and holler, "Sir calf," and he'd be way down in here somewhere. And he just come loping. You know, he knows his mammy's there. You know.
What did you call your horses to get them to come in?
Well, I'd
so just whistle to them, right?
Whistle something. Tell them, "Come on." You know, mm-hmm. horse is smart. He'd come. You know, he's, you can learn him easy, just throw down a little seed when he gets up there every time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he comes, he thinks he's there for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he comes and there you are.
Mm-hmm.
You harness him up. I think I asked you what you told your horses to get them to start, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Get up.
Uh-huh. And then if you want them to go faster?
Get up and throw the puppy whoop at him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
And if you want to stop
them? And if you want them to back up, you'd say, "We'll back up."
Well, that'll make them go which way?
Backwards.
Uh-huh.
That'd back the wagon up. You see, if you mm-hmm. see he's going to put corn in this barn, you say, "This barn's in the door here, which one scoops in here?" I'd trip the wagon out, Johnny, you know, cut it around, and I'd say, "We'll back up."
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get over a little. So when you get over, they knew what they were doing. You know, they mm-hmm. thought you'd run the wagon good.
Mm-hmm. If you say get out, then they'll go
forward.
Uh-huh.
Back up and come back in.
Oh, another one of these calls. What would you call to a pig to get him to come in?
Pig?
That'll do it.
I didn't know.
How about sheep?
Well, you could just call them just like sheep, and they all are there. The sheep's around the house all the time before 4 o'clock evening. He never goes off to graze.